It's time for our weekly chat with National Party MP Christopher Luxon.
Earlier today, I spoke to National MP Christopher Luxon for our weekly interview. We've discussed harbour cycleways a lot in recent weeks, so we started on the latest developments around that. But we also touched on a lot of other things. We chatted about the latest political polls, National's stance on the bill going through Parliament currently banning conversion therapy, and Judith Collins's proposal to have a referendum on the word Aotearoa. I started, though, by asking Luxon whether he thought the government's potential plans to get rid of their harbour bridge cycleway proposal was a good idea, and whether an alternative harbour crossing to the harbour bridge, such as a tunnel, could be useful.
The $785 million cycle and walking bridge is, I think, probably an idea that's probably lasted about 65 days, and it definitely looks like it's going to get killed off, and that's a little bit because essentially the government lost almost 10 points of support in the latest set of poll results that came out last week. And one of the things that is driving that madness or frustration with the government is projects like this that actually people just sit back and go, that's just a lot of money that could be used for other things, whether it's Farm Act, whether it's other infrastructure projects, Ashburton bridges, whatever. And it just looks really, really excessive. So the reality is, 81% of people actually oppose it, 75% of Labor voters oppose it. And certainly Grant Robertson and Chris Hipkins, after those poll results, are coming in and cleaning things up. And where the government has gone too far and overreached, they're trying to get it back on track again in order to restore that support.
So, do you think it's good that they are responding to this criticism and sort of saying, yep, we've messed up, we're changing our tact as a response to this negative
poll? Yeah, I think it's a good sign. I think when leaders admit that they got it wrong and then they course correct it and face up to it and face up to that reality, that's a good thing always in any situation. So, I think it's important. I mean, but it's just, we've spent $40 million plus on consultants already looking at this project. We've spent a huge amount of people's time in our bureaucracy and in our civil service trying to build this project up at NZTA and other places. And so, it just could have been stopped at the very beginning as a mad project and just called out for what it actually was, which is what we were trying to do. And it's good that they've seen sense with what we were proposing and have come around the right way, which is great.
Well, speaking of polling and potentially responding to criticism, the latest political polling from News Hub earlier this week, National was around 28.7%. I imagine you'd like to see yourself higher. Do you think polling is a useful thing to react to? Is this going to result in any changes to National's approach?
Well, look, I mean, the polls, it's a snapshot in time. They've often got a plus or minus 3 or 4% sort of error with them, but they are an indication of where people are feeling. And so the big takeaway from this poll was, look, the people are getting, annoyed with the government, frustrated with the government, essentially over non-delivery. And when you've got a 10-point decline in the government support, that's because there's an accumulation of things like the bridge, giving money, as we talked before, to the mongrel mob, the vaccine rollout being very slow, not getting houses built, cost of living's getting away from people and will continue to get a lot worse in the coming 12 months. So people were fed up with the government. But what that poll also says is, yes, we were up 2 points, which is great, but we've still got a lot of work to do to build back trust with the New Zealand people, and that's what we've got to keep doing.
You mentioned that 10-point decline or so from Labour. About, I think, just under 2% of that 10% went to National, but ACT went up about 4%. Why do you think National isn't sort of consolidating the voters that Labour's losing? Why aren't they going to National? Because ACT seems to be gaining more than National.
Yeah, well, the vast majority of it is going to the opposition parties, and particularly the centre-right, a centre-centre-right sort of party, which is National ACT, New Zealand First, I guess, is sort of how people would look at that in a political sense. But the bottom line is very simple. We have work to do, and we've got to get focused on delivering for New Zealanders and getting onto the issues more. I mean, that's some encouraging progress from where we've been in the last year, but it's still nowhere near good enough. And so that's the work that we've got to get on with. And we're trying, we are doing that. It's, if you look at the case that we've been building around split family migration, if you look at the work that Matt Ducey's doing on mental health, if you look at the work that Nicola Willis is doing on housing, Simeon Brown on law and order, it's coming and it is building and it's a start and it's a positive sign, but it's nowhere near where we need to be. But that's how if the National Party's been here before in 2002, we had a worse result in the low 20s, and we built it back. And you have to build it back by rebuilding trust, and you have to build it back by focusing on the things that matter most, and not just criticising, but also having constructive ideas about what you would do differently. And when you do that consistently, day in, day out, week in, week out, the public, who often have a lot more going on in their life than what politicians, you know, get very fixated on what they're doing, but there's a lot more going on in everyone's life, they eventually get the messaging that you're trying to communicate. And so it's about keeping the pressure on and keeping on those core issues.
Speaking of getting the messaging right, another sort of politically contentious issue regarding the National Party this week was around the conversion therapy vote. Yesterday, the vote to ban conversion therapy, and National has come out against this. I understand it's to do with some specific parts of the legislation, but do you think it potentially sends a damaging message to sort of be coming out against a law that is prohibiting conversion therapy?
Yeah. Just backing it up a little bit, where we are and how the process sort of works is that essentially the government decides, you know, they want to do something on conversion therapy, which is great, and they come out with a law that's called the first reading, which is what we went through yesterday. Then it goes to a place called Select Committee, and then it comes back refined and with hopefully a better law or a better bill, and it gets improved upon as all parties make a contribution around that. And then it comes back as a second reading. And then there's a discussion in what we call a Committee of the Whole House, and that's almost like another discussion where we get to question the minister about how these practical things would work in reality, clauses of the legislation. And then it goes to a third reading and it's passed into law. So there's quite a process with this subject of conversion therapy to work our way through. And so what happened yesterday was the first reading, the bill was proposed. And what we're really saying is, hey, listen, we're completely on board with conversion therapy. We desperately want to see this. We want to put our support behind it. We want it to happen. We get the place that there's just no need for it in New Zealand. That does damage. It causes huge amounts of harm. It's just abhorrent is the bottom line about this. But equally, you can't be sloppy and intellectually lazy by putting legislation in that hasn't been properly considered. And if you listen to Chris Farfoy, you know, let's just say even his interview with Heather Duplessis on ZB, it was an absolute train wreck in terms of he didn't actually articulate or understand what it was or what it wasn't exactly doing. And we've got one issue with it, which is essentially around the role of parents and giving and having, yeah. So if you've got a 12-year-old that is transitioning and wants to, and you go on to puberty blockers, we think that should be a purview of a parent to be able to say, hey, listen, look, until you're 18. Because it's a medical intervention. It's not just about sexual identity at that point. It's something different. We just think there's a role for parents, and you can't have the state come in over the top of that. And so what we're saying is very clearly, we're fully supported behind the bill. We want to support the bill. It would be awesome to be able to come out and support it in second and third reading. But the process now is we want to be able to tighten up the language so there isn't the ambiguity about, particularly around parents and their involvement in those conversations with their kids, where a parent can be criminalised under the legislation as you would read it today. And that's what we just got to tidy that up, because that causes more ambiguity, more confusion, more pain as we go through that process.
From what I understand, ACT had some of the same concerns that you're expressing. ACT, however, voted yes to take it to the Select Committee, and then they're hoping to see some changes from there. So it seems a pretty similar approach to National, except for that vote in yes or no. If you want to sort of see changes after the first reading, why wasn't there a yes vote first and then a no later, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, look, I mean, ACT and I think the Māori Party also had concerns around the language on these issues around parental exemptions as well. And I guess what we've seen with this government, and we saw it in hate speech, and we've seen it in the launch of this legislation from Chris Farfoy, is these guys are intellectually lazy. You know, it's all very well having an intention to do something, which we fully support, but the law doesn't support that intention. And so whether you oppose it now or whether you oppose it later, we're saying, and you go back and listen to the speeches from Louise Upston and Barbara Couriger in the House yesterday, we want to be able to support this bill. There's no doubt about it. We're all bought into the intention. We all think practices are abhorrent. But equally, you can't be intellectually lazy or sloppy when you say, we've already got a piece of legislation in front of us. We've read it. We've understood it. There is an issue there with that particular clause. That needs tightening up. We now want to go into the Select Committee and work with the government and the other parties on trying to do that. So it's lovely having an intention. You've got to execute it well. And there's a big difference between the intention and this law, as we've seen on the hate speech stuff, as we've seen on this. And so all we're saying is, and it might be a different way of going about it, but We want to support it, we will support it, but we need to fix up that parental clause and make that language tighter, better for the courts, for everyone going forward.
And I do have to go soon, but one final quick question. This week, Judith Collins suggested a referendum on whether New Zealand should be called Aotearoa. Do you think this is an important issue?
I don't think it's a big topic, to be brutally honest with you. I think we've got a lot longer list of things that we should be more worried and fixated on around housing and mental health and education and immigration and vaccines and the growing cost of living. Those are the big issues that we need to be focused on.
Why do you think Judith wanted to push that?
Well, having said all of that, if there is a conversation, as there was around a flag or any other constitutional arrangement or any naming convention, if there's a formal move to change the name, then it should be very formally expressed and it should be put to the New Zealand people in a referendum. That's what we'd expect. But for me, personally, you know, Aotearoa New Zealand, not the big issue of the week.
That was National Party MP Christopher Luxon. You're listening to The Wire on 95 BFM.